Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Showers likely today, otherwise cloudy skies expected. High temperatures reach up to 51. Cloudy skies expected tonight, chance for showers. Lows dip down to about 33. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times, tomorrow 49. Turning warmer Sunday and Monday with highs in the upper 50s. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Right now, it's 45 degrees.
Kansas Midwest Denver News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Kansas Governor Laura Kelly is pushing back after the new Trump tariffs officially took effect just days ago on Liberation Day, saying that the agricultural community could be one of the most impacted industries from the new tariffs around the world.
I think where we're going to see the greatest impact of these tariffs most immediately will be in our agricultural industry. And I know that we've got at least a good portion of our congressional delegation working furiously to mitigate that damage.
That audio from WIBW News. Congressman Tracy Mann from the 1st District of Kansas, however, says that he is working close with the Trump administration for the agricultural sector.
Let's see how the market responds. You know, we've been working with the administration previously over the last few weeks to make sure that ag inputs, specifically fertilizer, pesticides that come into our country that have to be produced or produced right now in other countries, that they're exempted.
Mid-American Network News.
Are you ready for a new car? You can choose your ride this April at First Council Casino and Resort.
That's right.
Choose your ride with up to $50,000 in cash on Saturday, April 26th.
And that's not all.
We are giving away $5,000 in cash every Saturday. Earn entries with your 7 Clay and Players Club card and drive away with cash in your brand new ride. More rewards, more concerts, and more fun at your home for life-changing jackpots. Come see us at 7 Clay and First Council Casino and Resort. Highway 77 in Newkirk, where the winners play.
Fox Sports. Fox Kansas is Wichita's home for exciting live sports action. If you want to see the biggest names in golf before the Masters, we have them on Fox Kansas. It's Live Golf Miami Friday afternoon at 1. Then it's the UFL champion Birmingham Stallions against the Michigan Panthers in primetime. Saturday afternoon, don't miss the semifinals of the College Basketball Crown Tournament at noon. And on Sunday, catch the Live Golf Finals at noon. Then it's the finals of the CVCT at 4. Fox Sports. Fox Kansas. Channel 24. Cox Cable Channel 4.
The Kansas Department of Transportation says they have partnered up with the Kansas Highway Patrol, the Department of Health and Environment, along with other different state agencies, as they met last week at the state capitol for their second annual Drive to Zero Day event, saying that they're focused on trying to eliminate traffic deaths, saying that last year Kansas had the lowest number of fatalities and accidents, and they want to see that trend to continue in the state.
We think drivers are taking better responsibility behind the wheel. We're trying to get more people to be buckled up. Make those better decisions about if you've been drinking, you know, ride shares, call a friend, stay at people's houses, and different things like that.
Don't drive distracted. You know, distracted driving is a huge, huge issue all over the country, but in the state of Kansas. I see it too much when I drive down the road, put the phone down. It's really not worth it. So very simply, buckle up, phone down every time you get in a vehicle.
That audio from KSNT News, where they say last year was the best year on the roads in Kansas since 1947 for the least amount of fatality accidents.
Save on a new set of Uniroyal tires at Mike's OK Tire in Marysville. Get up to $100 total savings via Visa Reward Card or Visa Virtual Prepaid Card after online submission with qualifying purchase of 4 new select Uniroyal passenger or light truck tires. Complete details at Mike's OK Tire in Marysville. Offer ends April 8th. Purchase your tires today from Uniroyal and save up to $100 with a reward card or prepaid card back following submission of your purchase from Mike's OK Tire in Marysville.
Nebraska, Mid-American Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the new commissioners that are set to regulate medical cannabis in the state of Nebraska, as well as the ballot sponsors of the successful effort to legalize marijuana back in 2024, have officially made a statement regarding the ongoing lawsuit that they say makes their new initiative meritless and seeking to create a, quote, false conflict. As the briefing was filed earlier this week, when the attorneys for the 11 different defendants explained why they are seeking to dismiss the case, as they say the lawsuit's main argument is that Nebraska laws are unlawful or preempted because of the Federal Controlled Substances Act and therefore cannot regulate nor legalize marijuana within the state. Former State Senator John Kuhn is the one leading the effort to try and stop marijuana in the state after conceding that he cannot so far prove any standing directly, but has argued that the case stands on behalf of the, quote, taxpayer or the, quote, greater public interest at narrowing the paths for certain cases to proceed on the issue. Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Are you ready to score a slam dunk on your next car purchase? At Rusty Accord, we're shooting for the best deals just for you. With over 600 new and used vehicles to choose from, we've got the ride to match your game. All at prices and financing that'll leave you cheering. Like a 2024 F-150 up to $17,000 off. Or a 2024 Expedition $7,000 rebate and up to $14,000 off. Stock number 214304C. Or a 2024 F-150 as low as 1.9% APR.
I'm throwing down dunks. Rusty Accord is throwing down prices. Come visit our team today so we can save you the most money.
Rusty Accord, where the deals are always a win. Visit Rusty at Ford or online at rustyatford.com.
Absolutely unbeatable.
With approved credit, must finance with Ford Motor Credit. See dealer details, number 214984.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Kansas Bureau of Investigation and the Nemahal County Sheriff's Office investigating a murder Thursday afternoon in Seneca, resulting in the death of Father Arul Karasala, age 57, of Seneca. At about 2:50, a 911 call was received reporting shots fired at St. Peter and Paul Catholic Church Rectory. Sheriff's Office and Seneca Police responded and discovered Father Arul outside the residence suffering from gunshot wounds. EMS transported the victim to Nemahal Valley Community Hospital, where he died from his injuries. Kansas Highway Patrol responded and helped secure the scene. Shortly after, local authorities took Gary L. Hermish, age 66, of Tulsa, Oklahoma, into custody. He was booked into the Nemahal County Jail on suspected first-degree murder. Hermish has not yet been formally charged. Investigation is ongoing. The victim of Thursday afternoon shooting in Seneca, Father Arul Karasala, who is serving as priest at St. Peter and Paul's in Seneca, previously at Fidelity, Sabetha, and Woodlawn, and is dean of the Nemahal Marshall region. A Seneca girl died March 28th as a result of injuries sustained in a four-wheeler rollover 2 days earlier in Nemahal County. 7-year-old Emily Sauer, daughter of Justin Sauer and Shannon Fricken, was trapped beneath the ATV, which was in a field north of U.S. 36 near N Road, shortly before 6 p.m. March 26th. She was transported to Nemahal Valley Community Hospital in Seneca, where she passed away. Funeral service at Sabetha Friday afternoon at the Northridge Church. A missing Westmoreland man, 87-year-old Charles Frank, was found dead early Wednesday. He was reported missing late Tuesday evening, last seen near his home. Foul play is not suspected in the death of Charles Frank. A peaceful protest is scheduled Saturday in Marysville as part of a national We the People Veto Project 2025. The local protest begins at noon at the Pony Express statue downtown and is being organized by Linda Swim and Virginia Weichert. National issues, organizers say, include protection of federal funding for Medicaid, Medicare, Social Security, fair elections, veteran services, cancer research, schools, free speech, and more. Again, the local protest at noon Saturday at the Pony Express statue in downtown Marysville. Annual Marshall County Museum Day is Saturday with free admission to six museums from 10 to 4. Marshall County Historic Museum in the former courthouse will feature cameras and historic photos and scavenger hunts and guessing games for all ages. Pony Express Barn will offer stagecoach rides with outdoor hands-on demonstrations and a scavenger hunt. Gester House Museum will showcase a new exhibit of ice harvesting tools as well as a garden market and bake sale. Jerry Coleman is the new museum curator with Amber Garcia. The Historic Union Pacific Depot will offer children's train rides with hands-on telegraphy and signal exhibits. Blue Rapids Museum will have a model train display in conjunction with their theme, A Train Runs Through It, and a Dulcimer Group will perform. The Beatty Museum and the Water Shop, as well as a room in the public library, will participate for the first time with local displays from the community. Mert Reed is among volunteers involved in Beatty and will be our public affairs guest this weekend airing Saturday morning at 7:10 on KNDY.
This is the first time that we have been doing Museum Day, so we're going to have, we have two sites, the one that started at, and then by the cafe, in the library, the back part, we have another room there that we've displayed a lot of stuff. And we're just hoping people come in and look at stuff and, you know, get interested, and maybe they'll donate some more things and just see what we can come up with. So we're hoping to get a good crowd. We have a lot of, we have obituaries and newspaper clippings on families. We have some dishes. We've got stuff on the military and quite a few military books people put together. And we have an old cook stove. We've got school stuff and still looking for two school yearbooks. But, you know, all the stuff on the schools and lots of pictures.
Join the conversation on the Beatty Museum this Saturday morning at 7:10 on KNDY. Hanover Community Hospital will host their annual health fair Saturday from 7 to 10 a.m. with lab draws and health information. Nurse practitioner Aubrey Schaefer was a recent guest last weekend on our public affairs program.
I think it's really important to stay in tune with your health, which is why we have this annual health fair. We started it about 3 years ago, and we hope to continue it annually. It's a great way to, you know, check in on yourself at least once a year at a reduced cost. We will have it on April 5th. Our health fair will be on April 5th. The times are from 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. And we offer lab draws for all ages. This year we're able to offer free labs because we have another sponsor lined up. In the past years, we've had Washington Health Mart has been a sponsor, and the Hanover Hospital has been a sponsor. This year, we've been able to partner with Lutz, which is our accounting agency, and they've, between the three sponsors, we're now able to offer free labs to anybody that attends our health fair.
Ronald E. Ron Turnbull, age 79, of Axtell, passed away Wednesday. A celebration of life service is planned Saturday, 2 p.m. at the Salem Lutheran Church, rural Axtell. Private burial in the church cemetery at a later date. Hopkins Mortuary of Seneca in charge of arrangements for Ron Turnbull. Daniel R. Bubba Holly, age 51, of Hanover, passed away Thursday. Funeral service Monday, 10:30 at the Hanover Community Building. Burial in the Hanover City Cemetery. Visitation Sunday, 3 until 5, at the Hanover Community Building, with the Hanover Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Daniel Bubba Holly. Gene R. Cushing, age 98, of Lynn, passed away Tuesday. Ward Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Gene Cushing. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu Friday, shrimp alfredo, garlic bread, asparagus, and peaches. Monday's menu, barbecue chicken, baby baker's garden blend, and cranberry sauce.
Agriculture. Our country was built on it. Our children are fed by it. No one quite understands the unique needs of the farmer like United Bank and Trust. Whether you raise crops or livestock, you need the right equipment at the right time. Our ag loans can help you acquire and maintain that equipment when and where you need it. Contact one of our experienced ag lenders today. United Bank and Trust. Banking for your way of life. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
City of Marysville replacing a water valve, and water may be off for several hours beginning around 9 a.m. Friday in the neighborhood of 404 North 11th Street.
Enroll in Farm Bureau Financial Services Driveology, and you'll instantly save 10% on your auto insurance premium. Over time, your safe driving habits could earn you even bigger savings, up to 50%. Learn more and start saving with Driveology at fbfs.com/save. 10% savings applied at enrollment for select coverages. Future savings based on individual driving behaviors and varies by coverages selected. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Western Agricultural Insurance Company.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Rain showers are likely today, mostly cloudy with our highs in the upper 40s and lower 50s. And some rain showers possible overnight tonight, mostly cloudy with our lows in the lower to upper 30s. North winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 30. Some sunshine throughout Saturday with our highs in the upper 40s and lower 50s. North winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 35. Then partly cloudy skies Saturday night with our lows in the mid-20s and lower 30s. North winds between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 30. Some sunshine throughout Sunday with our highs in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Then mostly clear skies over Sunday night with our lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. Some sunshine as we head into Monday with our highs in the mid to upper 50s. Then clear skies throughout Monday night with our lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. Sunshine throughout the day on Tuesday with our highs in the mid to upper 60s. Then a slight chance for some rain showers over Tuesday night. Partly cloudy with our lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Still some rain possible on Wednesday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the mid to upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature early April 63, record high on this date 92, the average low 38, the record low 18. Sunset this evening 7:53, sunrise in the morning 7:06.
Have you heard about the guaranteed 50% return on investment opportunity? All you have to do is transfer your funds through a cryptocurrency ATM now.
Stop right there. Do you know that no one can guarantee returns on an investment? That is the first sign of a scam. Don't wait until it's too late to verify that this is a legitimate investment opportunity before agreeing to transfer any funds. To learn more about common investment scams and how to avoid them, visit smartinvestks.gov, an investor empowerment initiative brought to you by the Kansas Department of Insurance. This ad is sponsored by the Kansas Department of Insurance and aired in cooperation with the station.
Celebrate 20 years of music and memories at the Symphony in the Flint Hills signature event on June 14th, the grand finale of this iconic tradition. Spend the day exploring the prairie with roping demonstrations, guided walks, and engaging talks. Then, as the sun sets, experience the Kansas City Symphony, followed by a special performance by Kansas native Logan Mize and the artistry of powwow dancers. Don't miss this historic celebration. Get your tickets now at symphonyintheflinthills.org.
LeBron and Steph for the 56th time. The Warriors visiting Los Angeles in a game that had a playoff feel. LeBron James, 33 points, 9 assists to keep it close, but it wasn't enough. Curry puts the Lakers to sleep.
Curry gets across the stripe with 2 seconds to spare. Butler screens. Curry gets Hashimura. Kuminga screens. Curry gets Doncic. That's the matchup they like. They throw to Draymond. Back to Curry. Little daylight. It's a three, and it's good! Curry from way downtown.
95-7 the game in the Bay Area. Warriors win 123-116. Curry scores 37, wins his 30th game against LeBron. If the season ended today, the teams would meet in the first round of the playoffs. In Miami, Ja Morant didn't care about the league taking offense to his three-point finger gun celebration, and he certainly doesn't care about the Heat.
Guarded by Ware. It's a mismatch. Morant into the paint. Fade away for the win. Grizzlies 110 and the Heat 108 from the right hand of Ja Morant.
Mike Cousins on ESPN Radio. Light slate on a baseball getaway day. The Yankees hosting the Diamondbacks.
Driven out to right center field and deep. There it goes. See ya. His 500th extra base hit. His fifth home run of the year and a 3-0 Yankee lead.
That's Michael Kay on Yes about Aaron Judge. The Yanks have hammered 22 homers in 6 games. New York, 9 runs in the first 4 innings, win 9-7. And in the NFL, Geno Smith agrees to a 2-year extension in Vegas, tying the quarterback to the Raiders through 2027. Trey McBride, now the highest paid tight end in history, a 4-year extension in Arizona.
Offer. Lowe's knows how to freshen up your yard, and it all starts with mulch. That's why we're introducing Mulch Week during Spring Fest with Can't Miss Savings. Right now, get 5 bags of Stay Green Premium Color 2 cubic foot mulch for only $10. Plus, members earn 5 times the points on select mulch purchases all week long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 4/9. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Points are awarded on eligible purchases. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Maxed out cards, rent is due. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
Maybe we should go to 27cash.com.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000, and cash can hit our bank account as soon as tomorrow.
When you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. Investor concerns about a tariff-induced recession dealt the stock market its worst beating since 2020. The Dow Jones plunged nearly 1,700 points, erasing 6 months of gains. Percentage losses were even heavier for the S&P and the NASDAQ, the former losing 4.8%, the latter 6%. Stock futures point to further losses at the start of this trading day. Investors will focus on the jobs report for March. Economists polled by the Dow Jones expect non-farm payrolls to have risen by 140,000 jobs. The tariffs might add to the price of your morning coffee and your evening cocktail. Vietnam, the world's second largest coffee producer, is facing a 46% tariff. Imports on foreign wine, spirits, and beer also will be hit with import fees. Egg prices had begun to recede after hitting record highs due to avian flu, but analysts say they could rise again because the U.S. is importing eggs from tariff-impacted countries. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Good Friday morning. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest agricultural news here on the Mid-America Ag Network. And it is Friday morning, and at these times, we check in with the latest Steckline report with Larry Steckline. Larry, what's the latest?
Consumers are buying more meat than ever. In 2024, meat sales hit a record, friends. Not only in dollars, but the pounds sold increased 2.3%. And that all according to the 20th annual Power of Meat report released at the annual meat conference by the Meat Institute and the FMI, that's the Food Industry Association. Most Americans are so confident in meat as a nutrient powerhouse. No surprise, people are buying more meat than ever. Sales and purchase dynamics data provided by a company for the past 52 weeks shows that consumers, on average, purchase meat more than once per week, keeps meat as the largest fresh department in grocery stores, and so consequently, if they keep picking it up as they have in the past year, meat product is first class. Meanwhile, 73% of Americans view meat as an overall healthy choice. The report shows that getting enough protein is very to somewhat important to 90% of Americans, and animal proteins, including eggs at 83%, chicken 82%, beef 76%. The average American shops for meat 54 times a year, spends about $16.12 each time she makes a trip. Priorities among meat shoppers include preparing comfort meals, having quick prep options, getting creative with ingredients, and Americans prepare 4.8 dinners per week at home. 90% of those meals include meat. And as long as Americans like beef, pork, chicken, prices probably won't come down much, especially when you compare this to the number of animals out there that are being fed. Hey, thanks for joining us here on the Steckline Report.
El Dorado Livestock Auction, 2.5 miles east of El Dorado on Highway 54. Proudly serving farmers and ranchers with weekly cattle sales each Thursday at 11 a.m. The order of sale is stock cows and bulls, followed by calves, feeder cattle, then butcher cows and bulls. The goal at El Dorado Livestock Auction is to use an honest, full-value approach that attracts the best buyers and creates a competitive market for our sellers. El Dorado Livestock Auction strives to develop a friendly, personal relationship with each customer and understand their individual business needs. You can see a full list of consignments online at eldoradolivestock.com or pick up the phone and call 316-320-3212 with any questions. El Dorado Livestock Auction, a sale every Thursday at 11 a.m. El Dorado Livestock Auction, 2.5 miles east of El Dorado on Highway 54.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. Residual herbicides are important for growers when it comes to hopefully getting more control of their weeds. K-State weed specialist Sarah Lancaster explains factors to consider when putting together a corn herbicide program. She lists options that are often used.
Having those multiple effective modes of action
those multiple effective active ingredients really gives us some insurance against variability in the weather. Okay, so a lot of times if we look at our premixes, think about kind of what the formula for a corn residual herbicide premix is. It's usually atrazine, so a group 5 herbicide. It's usually a group 15 herbicide like S-metolachlor or acetachlor, maybe Outlook, something like that. And then it's usually a group 27 herbicide. A lot of times that's Callisto. Sometimes it'd be Callisto plus Callisto, which is the active, is mesotrione, right? Lots of generics for that now. And then the other active ingredient that we see sometimes is bicyclopyrone. So that'd be that fourth component of Acuron or Storin.
Lancaster discusses the value in varying levels of water solubility.
If we have a dry spring, things with greater water solubility can be activated with little rainfall. They're going to stay in solution easier and be taken up by the weeds easier. Things that have less water solubility, they're harder to dissolve. It's going to take more rainfall to get those products moved into the soil where we need them. And they're probably going to stick around longer.
There could be a new product coming to the market, and she breaks down what is included.
We are anticipating a label for a new product that is a combination of metribuzin, which we normally think of as a soybean herbicide, right? And a product called amicarbazone. So it's another Photosystem II inhibiting herbicide. It's used in some of the non-crop markets, but we don't have any other products in row crops that use that herbicide. So we were able to evaluate this product in our small plot studies at Ashland Bottoms last summer, and it provided excellent control of pigweeds and even morning glories relative to some of the other products that we looked at last year. So excited to see some not necessarily brand new active ingredients, but new active ingredients to the corn space to give folks some more options.
That was K-State weed specialist Sarah Lancaster with reminders for corn growers when thinking about putting together the residual corn herbicide program. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
The Manhattan Commission Company will be having a special cow sale Wednesday, April the 9th, starting 11 a.m., featuring 150 black white-faced first calf heifers. They'll have 30 to 60-day-old calves, 200 black white face and crossbred cows, 3 to 6 years old with 30 to 90 day old calves, 45 April and May calving Angus cows, bred to Angus and Charlie bulls. Fall calving bred heifers consist of 225 Angus, black white face, red Angus heifers. They're bred to low birth weight bulls for August and October calving. Fall bred cows include 400 black white face and red Angus cows. They'll be 3 to 7 years old, bred for August and October calving. There'll be 185 reputation black and black white face and 40 fancy Hereford replacement heifers weighing 7.5 to 850 pounds. We will also be selling 15 Angus, Sim Angus, Charley, and Balancer bulls, 14 to 20 months of age. For more information on this special cow sale to be held Wednesday, April the 9th at 11 a.m. at the Manhattan Commission Company, please call 800-834-1029 or check our website at mcclivestock.com.
If we had to sum up April weather in a few words, we'd say anything goes. We'll present the proof today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, April 4th, the 94th day of the year. Blues musician Muddy Waters and poet Maya Angelou were both born on this day. April has been called the cruelest month, but a glance at the weather archives makes us think a more fitting title is the most unpredictable month. Here's just a few entries from the first week of April. In 1945, a record low of 45 below zero was set in Eagles Nest, New Mexico. In 1988, temperatures in the 90s stretched from the St. Louis area to the eastern seaboard. And just 2 years later, up to a foot of snow fell from the Shenandoah Valley to New England. It's all proof that an old-time weather proverb got it right again. When it comes to the wardrobe, it says, "Change not thread till April is dead." That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Sam Speck with your latest Mid-America Sports Network update. As there was some college basketball that took place last night for men's college basketball, including UCF downing Cincinnati 88-80, Villanova over USC in a tight one 60-59, and there was a champion crowned last night as it was Chattanooga in a heartbreaker for UC Irvine, winning their first NIT championship.
Tillis hoists it deep, hoisted, he does catch it, he dumps it underneath the shot for the win, no, by Jerry Dixon, and Chattanooga wins their school's first ever NIT championship.
Men's college basketball comes to a conclusion this weekend with the Final Four with all number one seeds, Florida and Auburn at 5, and at 7:49, Houston and Duke over the weekend. The championship game will be played on Monday. Also, women's college basketball gets started today with their Final Four. Texas, South Carolina at 6, UConn, UCLA at 8:30.
Truck Stop is the premier provider for all of your towing needs. Fifth wheels, gooseneck, and bumper pull hitches with brands like BMW, Drawtype, and Curt. We also sell and install brake controllers and airbags to lift your squatty rear end. Interest-free financing makes it a snap to get your boat, horse trailer, or camper safely down the road. For all of your hitch needs, stop by Truck Stop today at 427 North Washington.
Tricked out, decked out, check us out, Truck Stop.
Tracy Lawrence is coming to Newkirk at Seven Clans First Council Casino and Resort Friday, April 4th. Tracy Lawrence live in concert in an all-ages show. Tickets for Tracy Lawrence are available now at the Players Club or SevenClans.com. Don't miss Tracy Lawrence live at Seven Clans First Council Casino and Resort off North Highway 77 in Newkirk, Oklahoma.
Now some scheduling for the Kansas teams. We'll start with Wichita State softball this weekend against UAB, April 4th and 5th. Wichita State baseball on the road, starting up against a American Athletic foe in Charlotte this weekend. K-State baseball also in action. They will start up a series against Oklahoma State on the road. First pitch tonight, 6 p.m. from Stillwater. KU is in action as well. The Jayhawks on the road playing UCF on the baseball diamond. And as for Kansas softball, they will travel to Tempe for a Big 12 series against Arizona State starting tonight. Kansas City Royals were off last night, but they will start up a weekend series at home in Kauffman Stadium against the Baltimore Orioles starting at 6:40 tonight. Only a couple of games were slated last night as we saw the Red Sox down the Orioles 8-4, Phillies over the Rockies 3-1, Astros down the Twins 5-2, Yankees over the Diamondbacks 9-7, and the Brewers 1-0 over the Reds. In the NBA, it was Portland over Toronto 112-103, Memphis over Miami 110-108, and Steph Curry goes for 37 to lift the Warriors past the Lakers 123-116. Sam Speck, Mid-America Sports Network.
Due to field conditions, the Valley Heights baseball games with Frankfort will be played in Waterville at 3 p.m. Friday.
Every great sandwich should start with a great bread, which is why Mrs. Baird's puts as much care and pride into baking wholesome and delicious breads as you put into every sandwich. From toasted whole grains to natural honey and molasses, Mrs. Baird's breads are made from only the best stuff to fuel you and your family. So whether it's PB&J on whole grain white or turkey and Swiss on honey 7-grain, Mrs. Baird's has a delicious, nutritious bread to build it on. Mrs. Baird's, baking breads that taste great since 1908.
Rise and shine with Minnie's Kitchen. Open Tuesday through Friday from 4:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. and Saturdays from 7 a.m. to noon. Now closed on Mondays. Start your day the sweet way with fresh made daily donuts and pastries and perfectly brewed coffee. Visit Minnie's Kitchen in downtown Marysville and taste the difference.
Explore our history with all that is Marshall County. The annual Museum Day will be Saturday, April 5th, with half a dozen museums in Marshall County open with free admission and activities at each location. In Marysville, including the Historic Courthouse, Pony Express Barn and Museum, K Kister House Museum and Gardens, and the historic Union Pacific Depot. In Blue Rapids at the museum, and in Beatty at the Heritage Museum and Archives. Saturday, April 5th, free admission to Marshall County Museums from 10 a.m. until 4 p.m.
All-you-can-eat lunch buffet this Sunday at the Blue Rapids Community Center from Bite Me Barbecue, serving 11:30 until 1 with smothered pork chops, pulled pork, and barbecue chicken with all the fixings.
Family Fair knows the importance of agriculture education and wants to encourage all the area FFA members to learn as much as you can while participating in the state FFA convention this year. Have a great time and good luck competing. From Family Fair in Fall City, see our website for rewards and digital coupons. Blue Valley Door is proud of the Beatrice FFA chapter members and wants to wish them good luck at this year's state convention. From Blue Valley Door in Beatrice, we serve and install all styles of garage doors and openers, seamless guttering as well, from farm, industrial, residential garage doors and openers.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Showers likely today, otherwise cloudy skies expected. High temperatures reach up to 51. Cloudy skies expected tonight, chance for showers, lows dip down to about 33. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times, tomorrow 49. Turning warmer Sunday and Monday with highs in the upper 50s. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Right now, it's 45 degrees.
City of Marysville replacing a water valve, and water may be off for several hours beginning around 9 a.m. Friday in the neighborhood of 404 North 11th Street.
KNDY.